Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Sam?
Yes.
Hi. I just received an offer for $250,000 loan.
Oh, okay.
The reservation code. What's this all about?
Do you have that reservation code? I can punch it in and pull up your file, see what we're working with.
2411 2901 0038 0997.
Okay, give me one second here. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Mary Bremner.
Mary Bremner, okay. All right. Let me see. Mary, what's the name of the business that you're with?
It, Pleasure Bay Yacht Basin or Geo's Marine Service. We're registered as Geo's, G-E-O, apostrophe S, Marine Service, but we do business as Pleasure Bay Yacht Basin.
Okay. And let's see. Are you guys at 157 Comanche Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I got you right here. All right. Let's see. So that's in New Jersey.
It is.
Okay, perfect. Got the right file. All right. So yeah, it looks like what you have there is a pre-approved finance offer for both our equipment financing and working capital programs. There's kind of a lot of programs within those. Depends on what your specific need is, to determine which program you'd get into. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can kind of guide us in the right direction.
Okay. I have a full-service marina in Monmouth County, New Jersey.
Okay.
In 2012, I was virtually devastated by the Superstorm Sandy.
Sure.
Okay. The property is worth probably like 1.5, 1.5. It fluctuates based on assessment, but I have a ton of equity in the property. I owe about $180,000 to a small New Jersey-based bank that had gone through some attrition and, whatever. Anyway, it was a community bank, and it's a little bit bigger now, but not much. Anyway, after that storm, they gave me no relief.
Okay.
In any form of a hardship relief.
Mm-hmm.
So I was continuing to pay a $5,200 a month mortgage payment that they didn't escrow property taxes for. I kept current with the mortgage, Sam, but I haven't been able to keep current with the property taxes.
Okay.
So now I'm into the second year where my mortgage is current, but my property taxes aren't.
Sure, okay.
And I have, so I need about $250,000 to just cut them loose.
Okay, yeah, I follow.
And as a result of that storm, my business partner is also my husband. And the problem is that both of our W-2s came out of that business. So it was years before we were able, our whole community was leveled. So
yeah.
The last thing our customers our community cared about was their boats. Their homes were devastated. If they did get any money out of their boats, they used it to, make their home whole. So we've been in this cycle. And we're doing well again. But I just can't get this monkey off my back. And the bank is actually threatening foreclosure over these flipping property taxes. Now, I only owe $180,000, but what I've learned is that, I'm now considered, a blue flag in their system or a risk to them.
Sure.
in the conservative lending practice. And I bet that, but for somebody who, I'm not in a situation to go anywhere. This is my life, so I'm just trying to, be resourceful and find out if there's any ways to raise some capital to, make this go away or restructure it.
Sure.
And hold, and different people say, well, sell it. And I'm like, well, I'm 52 years old. I have three kids that have to go, you know, and then where do you go? Because, you know, like $1 million sounds like a lot of money until you try to live another time. No worries.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just, I'm not looking to be a snob. I'm just saying, like, at this point in my life, ultimately, I hope to sell the marina one day. But right now, I'm looking to continue to run it and run it success, continue to run it successfully.
Sure.
So that's why I called you. I got your flyer. I actually ripped it in half and threw it in the garbage. And I said, you know what, I'm going to call and just see what they have to say.
Well, yeah, it's good to know what your options are. And you know,
I mean, and I'm not looking to insult you, but you know, like when you're desperate and you're trying to find solutions, and you know, you keep getting doors slammed in your face, you say, well, what's out there? You know, what are some. You know, and I have met with a private investor, and that's another road I can go. But I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how I want to do this.
Sure. Well, let me do my best to give you some good feedback here, at the very least, so you know what's there for you. Okay. So basically, what we would have available for you would be unsecured cash. Typically, what our programs do, we're able to deposit cash into the business checking account. It's unsecured, and it's based primarily off of your sales. So it's less credit-based like a traditional bank would be, and more based off of what your cash flow is like. So to get an idea, what do you guys do for your gross annual sales?
It's probably around, I want to say like 680, 690, you know, in the 600 plus range.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to be pretty honest with you because it's probably best that way. That $250,000 that, you know, it's the offer that they kind of mail out to everybody. That's kind of a generic amount. It's kind of the average of what we do. Now, we're usually able to do 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So if you're trending between 6 and 700, you know, I would see probably 90,000 as being about what we would be able to get for you. So a little different than the 250, it would be 90, but also it's a renewable source of capital. So if 90 could get you started now, once you establish the relationship, once you get midway into the term, we open you up to more financing. So the 250 would have to be over a series of loans. But the initial one, I think the ceiling that we'd be looking at is about 90,000. Now, I mean, if that's something that can at least put a chip into what you're trying to accomplish here, it might be worth looking into. Now, you say you're about 100, you need about 180,000. Is that the case?
Yeah, and my only reservation there is I want to be careful not to perpetuate the cycle.
Yes.
So unless I can make that principal payment go away, which is something the bank does their heels on in, I'm going to still be faced with the cash flow issue of coming up with a $5,200 a month mortgage payment. Now I need to pay you back.
Yes.
And I need to still keep current on my property taxes. And the relief I'm hoping for is to, you know, bring down, you know, put that principal, that equity to work for me where it says, you know, and I guess that your product is something that doesn't really consider that since it's an unsecured loan.
Yes. And that's a key point here is the cash that we would have available to you would be unsecured.
Product. I mean, I would love to be able to take advantage of it, but I really have to be cautious because, you know, at the same time, I don't want to risk losing everything. This, you know, I understand this is, you know, this is my Hail Mary. You know, this is something I've really got to make, be smart about or, you know, be
sure.
informed about. Now, let me ask you this. What if I did, okay, what if we did go for the 90? Okay, just or the 60 or whatever you thought I could qualify for.
Sure.
Okay. Is there prepayment penalties? How is it repaid? Is it a portion of credit card sales? Do you debit my account? You know what? How do you?
So I have a number of different programs as far as payback options go. Do you guys do a lot of your sales through credit cards?
Huge ticket sales. You know, it's both.
Okay.
You know, there's, you know, our ticket sales are large. You know, people typically don't have a pocket full of cash. You know, they whip out their credit card, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Although I'll admit to you, this last year I've seen surprisingly less credit cards than other years.
Okay.
And I guess that's, you know, but I don't know where that number is from a hard number standpoint. You know,
okay.
That could just be a feeling I have.
Okay, well, you know, to give some feedback on that. So first of all, there are no prepayment penalties. It's actually the opposite. We offer discounts for any early paybacks. Now, as far as structuring the payback goes, we can do it through the credit cards where we do like a percentage holdback. So, you know, it would be like a daily percentage of your credit card sales. Or we also have just more traditional structures where it's debited by an ACH withdrawal from the account.
Okay.
So it can be tied either to the credit cards or just straight through the bank account. Now, both are options. A lot of times, if you do a high volume of credit card sales, the approval amount, a lot of times we're able to do a little more. So you'd probably be looking at the $90,000 we'd have a better shot at if you do have strong credit card sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and would you qualify strong for me, please? Is that like...
So just the majority, like, you know...
Of your total revenue?
Exactly that, yeah. If you do a large percentage through your credit card sales, that's what I would call strong credit card sales. Regardless of the number,
okay.
if it's like over 50% of your sales are through credit cards, that's a strong amount. And we'd be able to get some options through that. Now...
Okay.
Now for the terms, the payback, that sort of thing, like I said, there's no prepayment penalty. There's a prepayment discount. The terms, though, they are typically set up on shorter terms. So they can range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. But for first-time borrowers, to be honest, the ceiling for the term, I usually see 2 years as the maximum. The three years would then come into play once you're an existing customer. Now, we offer renewal options. So let's say, hypothetically, let's say we did a $60,000 loan. We set you up on a one-year term. We would give you $60,000 in the bank account, in the business checking account. And then we would set you up on the 1 year term where you'd be making payments. Once you get 6 months into it, you would be eligible for a renewal where usually... we're able to get you more cash the second time around because you are an existing customer. So let's say you did 60 now, set you up on the 1 year term, we went 6 months down the line and we wanted to renew, we'd be able to get you probably over $100,000, and at that time the remaining interest balance on that first initial loan would be eligible for full interest forgiveness. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Because you would roll it into a
bigger loan,
percent,
right? And with no penalty or interest associated with the payoff or the balance on the first note or amount of money.
Exactly that. And basically, what I'm trying to convey to you is it would be an incremental process where we would start with 60, get midway into it, and then give you more. And there are, you know, benefits to renewing as far as the interest goes. So you would minimize your interest hit. Now, during that time, you would be making payments on the loan. Usually, we set up daily payments or weekly payments, depending on what you qualify for. So that's pretty much the program of what you would be looking at. Now, you're free to use that. You're free to use that cash however you'd like. So, I mean, you can put all of it towards paying off your tax situation. You could use some just for operating capital. You know, you're free to do that. We don't follow the money.
Okay, which is nice. I mean, you know,
these programs. The way these programs work, it's just access to cash for you. In a way, it's access to your own cash because we're banking on your future receivables, pretty much. So it just allows you access to that cash. You're free to use it however you'd like. We just set you up on a payment plan with us.
To
get you options of exactly, you know, what's available to you, because I mean, who knows, maybe you have $100,000 available to you, maybe you only have $20,000, and then all this is for nothing, right? So to get you actual numbers of what's available to you, it's a pretty simple process, and it doesn't cost anything. Once I get you approved, You know what's there for you, and it's good for 90 days. So to do that, all I would need is to take a look at 6 months of your business bank statements to sort of see the cash flow of the business. We look at the most recent tax return that you have, and then it's a one-page application. That's the extent of it.
Okay. And I still haven't filed my... I'm waiting on my 2014s, and I haven't even filed those yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The closest I would have is 2013, and
I could probably...
I don't know where that...
I could probably work with that. The only factor that comes into play with that is once we get up to about the $100,000 mark, then it's absolutely required. But if we're looking at between 60 and 90, which I think seems to be the case, I think I would be able to get some options in place without the tax return.
Okay.
The 13 tax return would help, though, because it would show the ownership.
Last month, like July, I did 28.8 in credit card.
Okay.
And then, you know, it always is funny how American Express breaks this out. It always screws me up. So 28.35. Okay, so for shits and giggles, if it's not a lot of effort.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's a pretty simple process.
Dance and just...
I'll tell you what. You know what I'll do is I'll send you an email right now. It'll have everything that I need from you. If you want to send me everything in, I'll take an initial look at it and just make sure that there's something there that will have an option for you before I run your credit or anything like that.
And let's talk about interest. How is this? I mean, is it flat? Is it compounded? Is it a loan fee? How do you make
sure.
your money?
Sure. Yeah. So we absolutely make it on the interest that's on the loan. We don't attach an APR to it. What we do instead is when you borrow an amount, we tell you what the total payback is. So they'll put what's called a rate factor on it. It's a cost of funds.
Is this similar to like the American Express merchant loan? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. Yeah, that is similar to a couple of our programs.
Okay. Because I did one of those once, yeah.
Yeah, and we absolutely have programs that are pretty similar to that. I'm pretty familiar with that. But basically, you know, what we do is we set you up on, say you borrow $50,000, we're going to tell you pay back $60,000, we're going to give you a term, and then you're going to have a fixed payment. So it's not going to change. Your payment's going to stay the same. The only time that would change is if you pay back early and you get the discount on it.
Okay. All right. Is there a way for me to call you? If I call back, can I ask? You know.
Yeah. Let me give you.
These places, and you're like, I got to tell everybody my story every time.
Yeah, it's easier to talk to the same person every time. Absolutely, absolutely. So how about?
Yeah, it's like, hi, I'm this lady, Mary Brown. I'm like,
no, I know it.
I don't even. I'm tired of telling them, right.
Well, I got a pretty good handle on it, so let's just stay with me, and I can walk you all the way through
okay.
it. How about what's
Where
a good email?
Sam?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Okay, I'm coming to San Francisco on Thursday.
Oh, I'm from San Francisco.
Okay,
that's home for me.
very nice. Okay, good email is G is in George, E is in Edward, O is in Oscar, S is in Sam Marine. geosmarine@aol.com.
Okay, so I have geosmarine@aol.com. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now. It will have the application and a list of what I need. You'll also have all of my direct contact information. So if you need to give me a call, my direct line's on there. You can send me an email too, and I'll get right back to you. Happy to answer any questions that you have. You know, at the very least, let's get it so you know what's out there for you. I hope we have something that will make sense and maybe get us through all of this.
It's not that it doesn't make sense. You know, I'm in that situation that a lot of desperate small businesses are in. You know, you're trying to, you know, squeeze you know, you're trying to, it's like a white knuckling kind of feeling. You're just trying to hold on and, you know, the current administration has done a lot of this banking and you know what it's like. It's just, it's not a very, to have had a 16 plus year relationship with a bank and to go to them after, you know, a huge disaster and say, can you just give me hardship for 24 months and let me pay the interest on the loan? Especially since I was 13 or 14 years in at that point, and I was an excellent payer.
You know, I would say if that happened 10, 15 years ago, you would have had probably much better options. But what happened in 2007, 2008, it left the entire industry just kind of in shell shock. And I think I deal with small businesses all day, every day, and I have kind of an alternative for them, right? But I mean, as far as the status quo, you know, mainstream banking goes, they were just left in the dark. All the major banks they shudder at lending to small businesses. They don't want to spend the time on it or take the risk after what happened in 2008. And
or their hands are really tied by the government.
There's been huge levels of, you know, just
regulation and
exactly that.
And you know, and that was, you know, that wasn't even actually the launching off point. Was, you know, that 08 recession was another caveat for this, you know, recreational business slowdown, because all these financial guys that I cater to from a customer base, you know, all of a sudden they went from getting six-figure bonuses to maybe being unemployed.
Sure. So there's a lot of that, yeah.
And then we had a hurricane in 2011, and then we had a superstorm in 2012, and you know, so you do your best, and it's still not a. But anyway, enough whining.
I hear you though, and like I said, like I'm happy to give you all the answers that I can, let you know at least what we have available to you. I'm not going to sit here and try to force you to do anything that doesn't make sense for your business. I'm happy to walk through, and if we find something that does, you know, great. If not, at least you're informed, and we know where we stand.
Okay, so let's get the wheels in motion here. And I will respond to your email, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Oh, Mary, and I thought of one more thing right now. Because you do have a lot of credit card sales, and we're going to try to get some of those options on the table. One of the other items I'll need is going to be 4 months of the merchant processing statements just to show those credit card sales. So just wanted to throw that in there
so
as well.
Can all this stuff be, like, scanned in email to you?
Absolutely. You can. Yeah, you can email it back to me, or you can even fax it over, whichever is easier for you. Email usually works the best. But if you have any questions on it, any questions on how to get it to me, give me a call.
All right, Sam.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
I appreciate yours as well. I'll send the email now and let me know if you have any questions.
I shall. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Mary.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.